Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Once upon a time, I called out for my grandma and I said, "Grandma, I need some breakfast." I looked out the window and grandma was taking flight in a small ship.
A small ship to a place that she called home. Home for most people was planet Earth, but grandma was special. There was something slightly different about grandma. Some may call her mentally unstable.
Some may call her a racist.
Some may call her
Granny.
Manic.
Granny Manic.
Granny Manic. Mm. That was her middle name.
This is Manic. All too real.
Granny Manic.
Mm-hmm.
So Granny Manic was a bit nuts. Well, to most people. Mm. But to her, she wasn't.
Yeah.
And can't we all learn from that? Anyway, she was a bit nuts. She believed her home was in space on Mars.
On Mars. Now, she had been planning this for a long time. No one knew about it.
As long as other people have been planning their wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
She never got married, which could have contributed to her current mental state.
Yes. No, independent. She was independent.
Okay.
Yeah, she was a seller. I don't know what word I was going to say.
She didn't want to be married.
No. She was like a solo lady on a mission to Mars. So she took with her cat.
She had 20.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was a really tight flight. That sounded good. tight flight. And it was long. It was a long 8-hour commute to Mars. But there was some hurdles.
With Qantas, and it was cheap.
Mm-hmm.
She got a discount ticket.
Yeah. The first hurdle on the trip to Mars was a large
walrus.
And she said, "Walrus, what are you doing in the sky?
Why is your butt in my face?
You're meant to be in the ocean, walrus."
"You crazy walrus? I'm Granny Manic."
This is what my dreams sound like. I kid you not. Anyway, she got past the walrus.
She did.
She speared him.
And got hit in the head by a tortoise.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
That didn't stop Granny Manic. No. She was off and racing. She brought with her a jetpack.
A jetpack.
Because she knew that the plane couldn't take her all the way to Mars. She'd have to jump out halfway through the trip,
mm-hmm.
set off the jetpack.
Mm. And get lit.
Get lit.
I can't there believe she I is. Said that.
I know. I'm regretting like 20 things I've already said.
Lit.
So Granny Manic, now she arrives on Mars.
She turned off her jetpack.
She turns to the left of her and realizes, "Oh, man, I'm super hungry." She goes to eat the cheese that she's seen by her left pinky toe.
She tests it on the cat first. The first cat dies. "Fuck," Granny Manic says. She tests it on the second cat. The second cat loses a limb. "Shit,"
she
says.
Tests it on the third cat, and the third cat looks like it is enjoying the cheese.
Yeah.
But it dies.
So there's only one thing left to do.
Look around. The alien race has been destroyed by moldy cheese. Granny Manic is in a panic.
And she's hot on Mars. That was an experience.
High five. That was amazing. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for coming in,
Jen. That's going to be a new show.
Oh, that was great. Next.
Car's got horns.
Mm. Next.
Devil's got horns.
Next.
Unicorn's got horns.
Next.
Horn.
Narwhal's got a, well, it's actually a tooth.
Is that a tooth?
Yeah, so a narwhal's tooth,
yeah,
or nail whale, as they can be called, they have a tooth that grows up through the nose and out, which causes them people to believe it's a horn, but actually it's actually a tooth. Another interesting fact about narwhals is that the term nar doesn't actually refer
does
to...
Does it predate to something in Latin?
It actually, you know, it dates back to the... to the Viking times, and nar is like, I believe it's like a deathly grey. Narwhal is, it's a, you know, these dead looking.
I'm confused at how we got here. Next.
And I think the only other thing that I know about the narwhal, because I'm very...
No, horns.
Oh, horns. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Well, never mind. Forget about my narwhal facts. horns.
You're on your own, sister.
You can blow a horn.
Next.
A horn can blow you.
Next.
If you're lonely enough.
Anything's a horn if you want it to be.
Yeah. Think about Boromir's horn in Lord of the Rings. Got broken. What do you do? Can you fix a horn?
Cool.
If a horn splits, what do you do? Get a bit of sticky tape.
Get a new horn?
See, this is the thing. King of Gondor, he rocks up to King of Gondor's house and he goes, sorry, I'm not sure if you watch Lord of the Rings, but he rocks up. And he's sitting there, he's crying because the horn's broken. And I'm like, come on, surely. It's been a few weeks. Surely it's been enough time to fix the horn by now. And also, you've been holding on to it this long? I mean, yeah, I mean, dead son and everything, but I'm like, come
Wait,
on.
Wait, did you just say he was holding on to his horn?
That's correct.
What about me, guys? What do you want to learn from me today?
Yeah.
Facts about
shoes.
Shoes.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you know about shoes?
Facts about shoes. Hot seat.
Shoes have soles.
Da, 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 da.
But where does the soul go when the shoe dies?
To shoe heaven.
Or?
Spend less.
All right, you're up to $100. Now for the $200.
We're selling them cheap for $5.
Is spend less shoe hell in your world?
Have you ever been into spend less?
Have you been to spend less?
Shoe hell for me is rivers.
Rivers.
I never want to go into rivers.
But what if they make really comfortable shoes?
I owned a way too big pair of shoes from Rivers. Like, they didn't fit me.
Rivers.
Like, that's your fault. That's not Rivers.
It's like wearing boots.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. It's like, what's the other place? Sorry, can I bag out places?
Mathers?
Well, no. What, Neighbours?
Mathers.
Oh.
Mathers. Everybody gets shoes from Mathers.
Okay. Shoe facts.
Yep.
Shoes go on your feet.
Next.
Okay.
Shoes come in a range of sizes and colors.
Next.
Yep.
Shoes can be a size 6 or they can be a size 37.
Nothing else.
Sometimes.
You either wear them tight or really loose enough to live in. There's no in between.
But we want you to be uncomfortable because capitalism.
Yeah. We've just make two shoe. We make two shoe sizes, and eventually, over the millennia, we'll evolve to fit the shoe, like hermit crabs.
Or,
fact,
de-evolve
if the shoe fits.
Yeah.
What happens?
What?
What happens if it fits?
It fits.
You get a narwhal.
You get a narwhal. Bring it in.
Bring it in. Narwhal of the week.
Give me another shoe fact.
Facts.
Can I get a Spitfire 3, and we'll call it?
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm going to give you a horn every time you finish one. Ready?
You can get loafers, you can get thongs, you can get runners, you can get platform boots, you can get stilettos, you can get Uggs, you can get camping shoes, you can get boating shoes, you can get tap shoes.
What? Just thinking about
I'm thinking about pugs. I don't know why I'm thinking about pugs. But would you eat a dog?
Would I?
Yeah.
Is this a survival situation or is this a dinner?
Like, no one's going to find out.
No.
No?
Genuine, real.
Would you eat a pug? Is this what's been on your mind?
You go overseas and they're like, oh, allez pug.
Who's eating pugs?
Are you French?
Who is eating pugs?
That was a really bad attempt. Yeah.
Nicholas, who is eating pugs?
I'm saying, like, overseas, maybe there's a country where they eat pugs. Would you do it?
Is China doing that right now?
I'm not saying that. You're people watching.
Hey, Cameron. I just couldn't help but notice that you've replaced all the dumpsters in this alleyway with fish tanks.
Yeah, I did that. I put all the dumpsters out of the way and I replaced it with some beautiful fish tanks.
Well, why you do that?
New York doesn't have an aquarium. It does now, baby.
You know what? You're right. I love fish. Why do we not have an aquarium? We're a world-class city.
I just need you to know I made an executive decision. I'm the head fish keeper. Hey! What is up with...
Oh, yeah.
You know what? This town used to be polite.
You're stupid, Ed!
Oh,
I forgot.
Every
this,
day
this
she
is,
comes around. Every day she comes around, wants to put her trash in our dumpsters, and then she's no respect.
Look, what's this? Look at...
You should keep your dogs where they belong!
Just getting mad at our dogs now. I'm sick of it. I can't deal with this anymore.
Jim.
Yeah, Cam.
What's that floating in the sunfish tank?
Oh, I...
Is that a...
No, you go.
Is that a big... garbage bag? Did she just throw her garbage in the sunfish tank?
I mean, you
tank?
Can't really blame her because this is where the garbage bags used to go, but she shouldn't do it anymore. She should have seen there's a sunfish in there. Hey, come back here. Yo, lady, you just throw this garbage bag.
I've had enough of y'all talk.
You had enough of our talk? Well, we just started talking to you.
I have a mixed accent, okay?
Oh, we know. You've told us your life story before.
New York is a cosmopolitan city.
We accept you from wherever you're from.
Oh, I'm so glad. But you should put that dog just out of here. Like, why are you always just, like, letting your dog roam around? It's the streets of New York. I mean, come on.
That dog is a dog of the streets. Yeah. I can't tame him.
What are you doing with the fishes, anyway?
Oh, this is New York's premier... aquarium.
Yeah, you look like a fancy lady with your pearls. You know, you come to an aquarium,
you
right?
You stop looking at my pearls.
I was just making an observation on the way you.
Did you know?
You get your eyes off my pearls.
That pearls come from oysters, which come from the sea, which also has fish. Mm. This is my new job now. I'm the head fish keeper, so I do educational tours about fish as well as run the fish place. That's the name of the aquarium.
So is that why you've got the fish?
Yeah, this is now an aquarium alley.
Yeah, it's like, you ever been a garbage man?
Do you work?
Well, if this venture takes off, I will soon be gainfully employed. At the moment, I do not work. That is correct.
Yeah, you ever been a garbage man, fancy lady? I
do
bet you ever been a garbage
the alley?
Man.
Is that why the dog's always out?
Yeah, we live in this alley. What's it do?
I didn't know you lived in the
we
alley.
We both
you
live in the alley.
Too nice to live in the alley.
Well, I got designs on...
What is that meant to me?
Yeah.
Too nice,
I mean,
to live in
it.
This
nice
is a lovely...
Let's be honest. You look like a schlub.
I am very personally offended right now.
She gets mad at me for making fun of her pearls, and then she comes and calls you a slob on your birthday.
All I'm asking is that you put your dog away. Maybe put your dog in the fish tank.
Did you just tell...
Oh my God.
Did she just tell me that?
She wants you to drown your dog.
Is that what you're trying to tell me to do?
I think so.
Oh my
God. My God.
I just can't. I need a moment.
Take a moment.
Don't look at me.
Here, have your birthday cake. Don't I made you a birthday. Take your birthday cake and have a moment in the corner. Listen, ladies. Listen,
character?
You've made him cry. He's crying over there.
How do you two know each other?
We're brothers. We've been trash brothers our entire life.
Not to be confused with blood brothers.
No.
Well, why do you talk? Why do you talk nicer than this one?
Well, our parents only had money to send one of us to grammar school.
Why
and one of us had to learn from the streets.
Why is she so cruel?
I don't know, brother.
This cake is delicious.
I'm glad you like it, brother.
What is this buttercream? What
How
is this
buttercream? I made it
How
myself.
How did you afford the cake?
So classist. So classist.
Yeah.
What are you judging me now just because I wear pearls?
Am I eating stolen cake? How did you afford this cake? Because I spent all that money on these fish tanks.
Well, yeah, did you afford the cake?
I've been squirreling some money away to take night classes, to train in bakery because, you know, I know you didn't like...
You baked this?
I baked this for you. I know you didn't like being a garbage man.
I'm starting to see your family breaking up.
The only... You baked this, but the only oven we have is full of raccoons. Is this raccoon cake?
It's raccoon cake, yeah.
It's more cake.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Well, don't go in the sunfish.
Could you do me a favor? Could you not be sick right here? It's just too much.
Look, brother, I know we both don't want to be garbage men anymore. You know, you want to be an aquarium master, and I want to be a pastry chef. And this rich lady, I feel like...
Look, I got a confession.
Go on.
I'm listening.
I live in New York, and I'm just doing that because I need to reconnect with my accent roots.
Okay.
And I'm from New York.
Okay, what is your confession?
New York, my confession is that I am also a schlub.
What?
These pearls aren't real.
The birthmark on your shoulder.
Hold on, let me.
Your birthmark.
That is very similar to our birthmark.
This is the same as our birthmark.
Oh my God.
We see
sister, come here. Come here. Let's give a big hug.
Oh
my God. It's amazing.
You're right. These pearls aren't real. What are they? Teeth?
Teeth, yeah. These are just
teeth. Where'd you get these teeth?
Oh my God.
Oh my.
Oh.
I was like, this has to end somehow.
Yeah, look,
and I didn't have a plan.
We could go for hours, but thank you for joining in.
Thank you so much.
Part of the scene.
There.
Once.
Was.
A.
Riveting.
Peacock.
That.
Liked.
To.
Eat.
Sardines.
Do we say full stop or do we just...
I think it's implied.
Okay, all right. So there once was a riveting peacock that liked to eat sardines.
And you have to recite this back to me when we're done.
I've just done the first sentence. This is easy. she
was
a
non-binary peacock,
which
meant
she
was
too
cool.
Hang on, I've completely misinterpreted what non-binary means. Not too. I was going to say two sight. No, that doesn't work. let's start this sentence again. We're doing terribly.
All right. Let's start again. And I think it didn't make sense because we called her a she and then I said she was non-binary.
Yeah. Did I say I think I said binary. You said non.
I was implying it. What else are you going to say? A non-sardine eating peacock.
Yeah.
Let's just start again. This is great. Ready? There.
Once.
Was.
A.
Peacock.
Called.
Rev. Like the milk, but keep going.
Now remember this. She.
Was.
Not.
A.
Small.
Bed.
But.
A.
Happy.
Bed.
One.
Day.
She.
Thought.
A.
What.
Am.
I.
Doing.
Here.
This
is
not
my
world.
How
did
I
get
here?
Because
there
is
so
much
more
cheese
back
there.
The?
Pardon?
The?
Pardon wasn't my word. No, actually...
I just imagine just Googling the, pardon, the, pardon. No, pardon's the word, you idiot.
Available at all good bookstores. And all terrible, but actually no good bookstores. This will not be available. How's this going? Does the game normally go much better than this? Or?
Look, I don't know what it's how enjoyable it is for the listeners, but I'm feeling really good.
I can hear them laughing. I can hear them going...
You, but I want to find out more about this peacock's adventures.
Okay, we can keep going. I wasn't sure about the momentum. Yeah, but
okay.
Yeah, we can keep going for sure.
You are better than me at this.
Definitely not. No one is better than anyone at this game.
Don't lie to me, Jackson.
So we got up to there was more cheese back there. Was it cheese?
Yeah, there were more. There was more cheese back there.
There was much more cheese back there.
Yeah. Do you want to go?
Is it me? Yeah.
I don't know.
The
peacock.
Said,
G.
Cheese
is
good,
but
it
is
stringy.
And
I
think
that
we
shouldn't
be
eating
cheese
all
day.
So,
here,
retrospectively,
I
think
that
cheese
needs
not.
Be
here
ever
again.
And
I
feel
I'm
angry
and
sad
at
all.
I'm just trying to figure out where I can go with this. I feel sangry. Sangry is a word that needs to exist. I feel angry and sad at all. Yeah. Is that what we've got?
Yeah.
And I feel like, I feel angry and sad at all costs. Can I say that?
Okay. Cheese. Cheese.
It's a great word. Is
offensive
to
other
people.
And
I'm
so
not
cool
with
cheese
anymore.
Well done, we did it.
The character progression of that peacock was fascinating. That was like a modern day To Be or Not to Be. We began with this peacock that was obsessed with cheese, and we ended up with a peacock that just had no time for cheese in its world.
It just was so angry and so sad about the cheese.
I'm really going to be thinking about this for the rest of the day.
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor for something we don't know what just yet.
I thought we could have just kept going on about cheese and then I... But then I felt like we got a lot of joy out of it already.
We did. How are you guys going?
Yeah. They can't speak.
Yeah, exactly. Just enjoy it.
It's a very one-sided relationship.
Fork, fork, hello.
Fork, fork, hi.
You know what you need to be doing? You need to be listening to the Floof and Papa podcast.
I'm Mel.
I'm Taylor. And we're going to talk about all things dogs.
Dog stories.
Dog breeds.
Dog tips and tricks.
Dog puns.
Dog jokes.
Dog everything. Out if you're not listening.
Hit us up at the Floof and Papa podcast wherever you get your podcast. Tune in.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.